Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world. You're right.
Bar Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no Holex, straightforward, and you have more of a chance to win in R Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland based, the north and the south. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state of the art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Yous asked for it, people. Yous begged us for it. Yous have tortured us for months. So now, the wait is over. We have decided to give you beautiful people a live podcast in no other place but...
It's in the Balmoral on the 1st of November. Me, Slay, Strongboy's going to be on with us and a couple of cracking guests. There's a couple to be announced, but we're going to keep that secret for the night. Just as a wee bit of a surprise. But
I know who it is. You still know who it is.
There's two. There's two. Mate, I have a packet of sweets in my pocket. I want you to eat one, but I don't want you to look to see if you know what they are. So close your eyes.
See if it's
not. It's not. It's not shit. Close your eyes. Right. I'll show the camera here.
See, it better not be. Wait, see before I do this.
It's real sweets. Like, they're not trick sweets. It's something. Right. I'm wondering if I get them out of this bar.
They're not farts, things.
No. No.
It's horrible.
Right.
Here, put.
I can't see. Here, go.
Sure, it's a fucking sweet. What do you think they are?
Can I open my eyes?
Oh, well, obviously.
It's in your mouth now, you know.
Was it a nice sweet?
Give me another one. Hold on.
He knows. You know. You just want another sweet. Cunt.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Is it refreshers?
No.
Hold on. I need another one to sum it up. Yeah. Add it too quick.
Enough night refreshers, fuck it. There's fucking fizzing right around him. You fucking It's a blackjack.
Like, oh, you need to give us a fucking a guess here. Come on.
Right.
I can't even remember and it's fucking I've only had to see them.
Is it the wee circles and they're fizzy and they're red?
No, they're blue. Can you not taste the blue of them?
Colourblind.
Taste blend. It's a they're Sour Patch Blue Raspberry.
Oh, how did I not get them?
You should be able to tell by a
shape. Don't know why I didn't get it because I'm used to the sour ones. They're the sweet ones.
Well, they were sour. Well, I can tell you that. See, there's no such thing as a blue raspberry.
Is it purple?
Raspberries are purple. I have blue raspberries. Sour Patch Kids Blue Raspberry.
I freak out.
Yeah. You can get them in the fucking e-cigs and everything. No, I mean blue ras gummy and all. That's right. That's why I have that.
Blue ras gets a bit sickening. That's sweet, but like the vape.
I can't smoke the ones that like ice. You know what I mean? Because it's like fucking your... It puts you off your food and fucking hang. No, I'd rather have like one blue ras gummy or something. It's fucking unbelievable. It is, yeah.
Do you not smoke fags?
No, often fucking... It's probably been off about 4 months or something. It still haven't made any difference. Like, I still can't walk up a hill or run up a hill.
Yeah, well, anyway, Chug, mate, it's good to have you on the show, mate. Yes, 100%.
Exclusive Patreon member. One of our biggest fans from day one. Right up the night, big supporter. Not only has he supported the podcast from day one, he supported me from day one. He supported the lads from day one. He doesn't miss a show. He's been up at supporting the lads So we have decided it's his time now to come on the podcast.
He came in with two bags. He came in with a carrier and a munch for the boys.
So five bags.
He gave Gavin a completely different present.
See, to be honest, we are. I'm usually drinking. I wasn't even going to drink this week, but if someone comes in with a carrier, I'm going to drink it. So, sorry, Mick. No Legras today, buddy. But,
we'll have one in a minute for you, Mick.
Ooh, up Legras. Up Legras.
I actually tasted. We went to the restaurant there on Allytown Road.
Yum.
And they sell it in there. And I see the first time I tasted it, I'd rather drink that than fucking Coors or Bud or anything.
I don't really like Coors and all that.
No, but that it tasted, do you know what it reminded me of? Like Miller? It tastes a wee bit like Miller or fucking hang that.
So nice.
That's the first time I drank my mad's. My mad's character used to be, or it was a thing called Michelob. We used to fucking see it. My mad used to be like that, no falling asleep in the chair.
He
used to
go over
and grab it.
Is it a beer?
Oh, a beer. It's like, it was the same bottles as Miller, no? I mean, only a different label.
See, do you ever see when Miller's in your fridge and you open it up? The whole fucking fridge just lights up gold.
That's like Kronos. Kronos the same as well. Do you know what I mean? Kronos the same.
Bring back the 1 liters.
In the park.
A big fridge, walking into a big fridge, stocked up with him right now.
I know, it's not even that. We're fucking, it's he trying to drink a park, was there? See, by the time you get halfway done it, it depends if you're pouring glasses. No, it seems to try and get to see 1 liter. You just be able to drink it like that in 2 seconds.
And then you get another one in even
more
as well.
Oh, you end up getting carried home.
You wonder why they stop making them. Do you know, even I just seen it on this tin, do you know WKD, they've put it down to 3.4% in Coppersburg.
Oh, but they've done that because fucking they've turned it back to the old WKD. It's fucking mixed now instead of Wayne or something.
Yeah, no, it was like it was the Wayne or something.
It still tastes the same now.
But the reason why they put it down is because of tax.
Oh, about
if,
the
if
sugar
the
and
volume's less.
Everything you get now doesn't taste the same. Everything doesn't taste the same. Nothing.
I know. So we can't really say what me and Slice have been up to lately, but we're doing good. we can tell you next year. We're
next
way,
year.
Oh,
you see it next week. Your week.
We can't fucking say.
We
can
tell you chugs next week, but we can't tell the audience. We can't tell everybody because
we're not allowed.
Just tax me.
It's
a you're all gonna be happy when it does come out. You're all gonna be happy.
So see, we were in Berlin there. Where we're fucking, we've been everywhere. It's been class. We're still going. I definitely have ADHD.
Oh, yeah. There's not
it's
a
bad.
Oh, I have two kids in the house of it as well. You're all right.
Well, lad, I can't wait in any lanes, mate. I can't even stay a full song. It's bad. Like,
that's probably TikTok. You're probably clicking through TikTok.
See, when I watch podcasts back, I'm fucking doing this.
I try my best not to have a phone. I walk about with an iPad and I probably leave the house anyway. Fucking out and there's a good night. I just wondered about the hang. I fucking hate him. They're a person. They just make you have no time for them. I don't have any time anyway.
See, if you drink caffeine and you have ADHD, apparently it just chills you out.
Nah, it doesn't do that.
See, if people take yellows and all, like a fucking hang to God, see, when I take that, they make me hyper instead of calm me down. I mean, it's like the opposite effect.
Different
effect. Or if I smoke something, then it chill me out,
if
but it
makes
me hyper.
You mean you go to sleep?
I wish.
I've seen a few men do it, take a fall asleep like
under the seats from a radio. No,
I definitely do have it, because I need to get tested because I watch a podcast not back. I just can't say the piece so much.
I'd see in half an hour to see in the film. If I watch a scene on Netflix, I'd probably watch it. It probably takes me about 5 days to watch it. No, I mean, I'll watch a wee bit of it and then stop and watch something else and then stick something else on. It's just the same, but it's so fucking mad.
I do have to see Netflix, turn something on for 2 minutes, see if you're not hooked right away. Turn that off. I can't.
But that's why I don't mind. Even when I watch scenes, I'm able to stick it on and I have the iPad on and then I have it on the speaker and I'm able to boat about the house. And then you're able to fucking vote to listen to it. No, I mean, as you're fucking, I'm voting about the house, doing whatever I do. No, I mean, I'm like a house husband, fuck's sake, that's what I am.
You're the modern day man,
sir. Oh,
modern day house husband.
I don't even know of a man unless I go to a toilet. No, I mean, that's the only thing that stalls it down. No, I mean, that's why I'd love an arch head, but I already have four. No, I mean, you have to keep reading and fucking in. You only have one.
I was speaking to an American guy and, He's been living over here for a while, like, and he was saying, like, you guys, you Irish guys, you have kids when you're so young. He's like, you guys, I was like, oh, I fucked.
My granny and granddad, my granny was 16 and my granddad was 17, had a child, and then the two of them got married like a couple of months later. See? No, I mean, they were still with each other all them years.
You get a load of Americans, wait till they're about 28 and they're married and they have a kid or they have a house and then.
Because they think their dads want the man to have a few quid and to have everything about them, no, I mean, because they have to hand them over to him.
I was watching.
How are you going to hand like fucking your daughter over to a crackhead or something? No, I mean, go ahead. She's your problem now, you know what I mean?
I watched it. Working at Bad Teacher. Have you watched it?
Bad Teacher.
I watched it. So she's a teacher in it, obviously. And they had it was like
Cameron Diaz, is it?
Oh, it is. Oh. A parents teacher meeting. I was looking at all the fucking the parents going, oh, like at obviously Americans, like, fucking hell, they're all old as fuck. See, and I went to Loxley's my son's parent teacher meeting the other day. Every pump was younger than me, asked them, what the fuck? Americans must just have kids late as fuck.
They do, that's at the hand, but that's... Fuck. They do, that's at the hand, but that's... See, us, that's why our fucking hand. See, years ago, people were having kids at 16, 17, and now people are waiting till... What age did you have your...
I was, well, fuck, Loxley said, I was 25.
See, 25, there's fucking people getting pregnant at 16. No, but then...
See,
people look at a week or now who's 16 years of age and they're pregnant, they're going to go, fuck me, what the fuck
is
it?
It's a normal thing over here.
But what you don't hear of people now is, like, having, like, my missus' dad or 7 Yemens, or my mass head or 6 Yemens, you don't hear... If anyone having 7 or 8
kids. Oh, 7 or 8 hen. That's right. That was normal, like a generation ago.
Big families, I think. Oh. Years ago, when all the madness was going on, people were saying, breed like fuck.
Oh, the electric and all that. No, man, we all had to warm up. My granny says she used to fucking see to see if, like, if she hadn't have any heating. She used to open her oven, turn her oven on, then it heats the, no, man, you just leave the doors open and heats all out. I've a star floor, just like.
I've sat in a party in Lanathan many, many years ago, working back about 10 years, like. And that same hanger's house was Baltic. Stuck the fuck.
The oven on?
Does that work?
Yeah, but what the fuck? But it's costing all sorts of electric. No, man, it doesn't make a difference. But if you have no gas, you fucking...
When we lived in Liverpool too, it was like, it was a meter, so you only get a certain amount of like electric and gas and all, and then like it goes out after a while. And ours one went out. We were all sitting in the living room with coats on and all, parking coats, with the oven on, same sort of thing. Like, but
that's like my missus. Remember that storm Amy, the other day? My missus up and all sorts of fucking pages of candles and all. So
freaking
the
out.
The electric and all's going to go out to me. Fucking fuck off.
Everyone freaks out.
Go out?
No.
Yeah, what'd you do with the candles then? Fuck off, put them under the sink.
We wax melts, no more in the house.
When we want.
She'll have you tied up like a turkey, poured it over a backy. Like your mom went for Wall Street.
Turn the front.
Turf Lodge dominating.
Turf Lodge dominating.
The houseways of Turf Lodge.
There's a gap in the market.
That's your wire. He's fucking getting. John, what we need to do with these wires? Fucking put wrap them up in arms.
We need to get them the midi board over there.
Get Mickey's seat.
We're working class. We're working class. By setup. By fucking.
By heart.
By heart.
No, here, fuck you. I won't worry about that, mate. I won't worry about
but he
that.
Was 2 minutes ago. You see it, I put up with
John, I like to keep you on your toes, mate. So do
you. He has
fucking riddled here.
Feels good to be back. Back in the studio, lads. Back at doing what we do best. It's been a while.
I know here, folks.
Good to have a look.
And he's got a thing coming out tomorrow, on the Tuesday.
Yes,
this one.
Here, folks, as well.
See, it's what you're giving me a week.
See,
straight out.
Yeah, last week, we apologise for last week. Folks, you know it's not like us, but we weren't even in the country for 2 weeks.
See anybody giving us stick underneath the comments, too?
Some fella wrote underneath it somehow, fucking... you're ripping the whole out of it.
Hard
what the fuck?
Except we owe Danny. How dare you take time off?
No. Right. Oh, he's getting all these paying your wages.
We go out of our way, people, to do this podcast. As you can see, it's late hours. We do this when the sunbed shop's closed, when it's late at night, when nobody has the time to do anything, we make a time to do this. We haven't been in the country. Over the past month, we've been in the country about fucking half of the month, if even. We've barely been together in this country. Because when we're out of country, we're non-stop with each other. So, give us a fucking break, people. We're trying our best here. Do you know what I mean? And see to everybody who's been loyal and supporting us throughout the whole way. We love you. We appreciate you. Slick big chugs here.
That's all it.
Our Patreon members, thank you for sticking by us. We've had our ups and downs over the past couple of weeks because we haven't been here. But we're still dedicating our fucking Monday nights to use people.
Yeah, so two more weeks. But we'll fly out tomorrow. For another 2 weeks, and then that's us. Wrapped up.
Then we're back. Scheduled programming. Mondays, 6 o'clock. Every Monday, you shall get a podcast after
the next after 2 weeks.
Make sure Nabo's gonna buy everyone a pint in the slums after.
Here, make sure you get your tickets on the Vampire as well.
Yes.
Know what I mean?
We're me and Manuel's going.
1st of November, Balmoral.
Late podcast. Or something.
15 quid, but I think a vamp at a Vampire charge like 100.
And is it true if you're a Patreon member? What's the exclusives? You get a free.
I don't know.
If you're a Patreon member, we'll get you a drink.
You can buy them.
No, you can get a signed fucking. You can get a signed pint by Liam. No,
Liam will buy you a pint.
Liam will sing you a song. So you will.
Listen, if you want it, I'll give you it.
Liam will spit all over you. So you will.
Someone actually wrote that the Patreon last week. Did I? Some actually wrote that. Did you see it?
What? Do you want Liam to spit on her?
What's her name? We're out right here. What's her name?
Like Molly or something.
Molly.
Oh, Molly. Molly, that's who it was. She was over here last week.
You know where I am.
All right. See the video on it. Two men they got and picked their nose man after it's a fault. Man, they got and wiped it on the table. Everyone was writing on her. But oh, you fucking dirty bastard.
That's your
woman kicking her. No,
you're not gonna
during the fight. Did you see it?
Expect her to be a girly girl. Like it's not.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Are they all doing it anyway?
No, women don't do it.
Oh, no, women, you're not there to do. Trust me. Trust me. Try and be a fly on the wall, don't we?
I know, but you like to think they don't, but they do. So
yeah, we're all the same fucking thing. We all fucking pace it.
Sometimes you walk at the fog after that bird you spelt, you're like, holy fuck,
that's no. My nose already works, thank fuck. No. I can already smell it. Like, no,
why is that, Chuck?
Fuck. I was walking down the mass stairs and I fucking tripped about 4 stairs down and fucking straight into the wall right in front of me. Broke my nose.
Seriously?
No, look at it. It's fucking as straight as round of it.
Did you ever hear the story how Steve-O got no Steve-O from Jackass, how he fixed his nose? So he had a broken nose his whole life, right? Because I don't know why. He's obviously broke it doing money and mad stunts. But he went to a show, no way he does stand-up. And Mike Tyson was there.
Mike Tyson
put his arm out. He dove into it and he broke. So he broke it again. And then there was at the front row. There was like someone who he had like a karate class. He was a coach, so he was used to breaking noses back in the place. So he just like popped it back in, and he says it was better than any doctor could have ever done. For like
they say, because your nose, if your nose has been broke for that long, you can't hands like your hand. Look at my hand. There's my knuckle there.
Why is it down there?
They say it's a boxer's fracture. Then see every time you hit it again, just goes back.
You must have punched the wall.
It's not sore. Fucking, toes. I can't remember what I punched.
See,
probably
you
myself.
Break your toes. You have to let them heal. You can't. Like you don't wrap it up.
My whole body, fuck's sake, I have scars and everything. I'm not going to be alive. I should have been dead about 20 times.
What was the scariest thing that's happened to you, Chuck?
I got stabbed with a machete.
Stabbed with a machete?
Machete, right through the thing.
Right through the what?
Right through the leg. Don't me show you.
Why'd someone stab you?
That's alright.
Why'd someone stab you for?
I'll tell you nothing.
We want to know all your fucking juicy details, mate. Jeez, that's Christ. A guy show, right?
Tell you what, mate. You might find it hard to believe, but you're the first person that's pulled their bags down on the podcast.
It won't be a last. No, you weren't. He did. In the summer.
He did.
Summer.
He did.
That's the video she commented on, saying I had that Lambo there. That's the video she commented on that
video. Dress up as a Rama, baby.
Be careful what you wish for, love.
You have to see what she looks like first.
I'd love to do that.
What's her name? We'll rat her out here.
Hayley. HM Air to Mom. Ah! Looks like some
wrestler in the picture. He goes by they, them. That's what he calls himself.
I'll put the picture up on screen.
Sure. See, back in the day, we had emos and hippies. And now it's just like he, her, him, them. HDMI cable,
plastic fork. It's not, I don't mind. See, I had fucking trying to teach it in school and all that. It's fucking mental. Yeah, I didn't even know what fucking, see, especially in primary school, you didn't even know what I had to do, what fucking I had to do with sex or anything was. No, man.
I don't know.
And then once you go into secondary school, that's how you start learning about drugs and fucking everything.
Oh, that's when you're at the back and your mates are selling you them.
Yep. And yeah, someone's big brother knows someone's big brother, then you're able to.
Next thing you know,
did you ever used to stand that shit at the offlines asking people to run in for carrots?
Who?
Yeah.
You when you were
oh, fuck off. I know, fuck off. I used to get my two big brothers to go on hang. I thought you were going to say top money. I mean, sure. I haven't done that in years.
Ginger Moore, first ever person to run in for me.
I was sitting there with a cup of coffee and someone would call her through a fiver and all that.
I was full. John, didn't it? John Mark and Lily was sitting at the front and someone, he was at the back and she just went banned, dropped money in his cup and he was drinking it.
I worked so hard,
I was covered in dough. This girl needs a couple of quid.
Yeah.
No man. Apron, like,
did you keep the money, but? Oh, you did, you liar. Put your tongue out.
I put it in the pair box.
Much was it?
It was about fucking 2 quid. But
2 quid?
Getting on like Gavin 2 quid.
What
oh,
is it?
That's a turn for
see,
you.
Like, I'm working like fuck here, love.
Well, my brother was in a hostel on the turn there. He was in that centenary house.
Is that the one where I'm saying Lux?
Oh, I remember right beside it. See, uh-huh. Anything was on it. Or like all the restaurants or all the fucking big fucking things on the
events.
What they call them, concerts and all on the thing. He's able to just him, was it? Well, he was.
From McGaff.
Oh, from his gaff.
Right, McGaff, what?
You see loads of people come there to that fucking centenary house.
But he said there was all sorts of fucking mental things on it, like fucking rock music and all on every night and all. You're laying there trying to sleep 1 o'clock in the morning.
So what ways to work? Is there security in them or?
No, it's not security. They're allowed in and out, but fuck's sake, the cops are never waiting. He says when he was in it, he's seen probably about 10 people getting brought out dead. You know what I mean? He was only in it for 9 months.
Jesus Christ.
And they had cops in the ambulances and all are never waiting. You know what I mean? Because they don't give a, they want to see the food and all these are trying to fucking serve you.
I always
like
see the
chicken sandwich that still had the fucking
the chicken in it,
the feller and all doing
the
all. Free reigns, there he was, free reigns.
It's fucking 9 pie chickens, why battership?
Oh, no, it's not that. See, for the money they're getting, do I mean it's like if they're supposed to give them good food. I mean, that's
there does be thing. People outside around the corner, isn't there, giving
the
stuff out for like
tables that they have all
or
stuff
does out, I most of them are fucking in.
Feel
or
sorry does. For anybody it's homeless at the minute, like sitting in that town.
It
fuck
is most of the people that's in it, they're fucking, they're like freshly out of jail. You know what I mean? They have nowhere to go, can't get a bail address, then they get bailed there.
See,
mean,
coming into
yeah.
It's coming into the winter now, and like, seeing that stormy or night, I was going, fuck, see, imagine you're sitting, we're sitting in the house going, that's bad pictures, so you're actually sitting in the town, fucking stuck.
See, to be fair, I thought that there was a bit of a joke at there, so
It was only a bit of wind. That's all. It was sort of the last time, fucking, the turnaround says it closed the schools and everything, and they end up being nothing. There end up being no fucking.
All the kids were evacuated. No.
They got the kids out of school early and all.
Oh, I'm Freddy, that's him.
All the parents raging.
Especially me. He only had to go and get one of them. I had to get four of them.
Do all of yours go to the same school?
No, fuck it. Hang the All Saints, a wee lad goes to All Saints down.
What about the funny story? When we seen you, me and Gavin were going to All Saints to do a talk for the kids, and we racked up outside. Big Chugs is standing outside. Already. What are you doing here?
We
thought
done
he was coming in with us. Oh, he went on the email.
I saw because we lad got suspended.
What
did
he do?
Team, I can't, one of them, I can't remember. He's done that much.
Like yeah, father, like son.
The principal actually watches this podcast. don't be counting on him.
Mr. Valley, Mr. Watson.
He does, Mr. Valley.
Mr. Coyle.
It's not Mr. Coyle, but they call the other one. Oh, fuck, he's trying to fuck. He's a baldy head, no.
Valley?
No, it's not Valley. Fuck me. It was him, I was in the meeting with him, and he says you were coming up, that's why I waited about here.
Is it Mickey? No, Mickey Valley.
I can't even fuck me, there's that many.
He's
I'm going to do my head. I had to say to him, I had to, my wee dog got suspended there on Friday again, and then I had to go to a meeting today. And then, do you know what it was? Because he didn't put his blazer on outside the classroom.
Oh, it's all
me.
Stupid
what
shit.
What year is he in?
4th year.
I used to get suspended for not having my hair, for my haircut less than a 1, so he used to get a knot back in sales, and he used to suspend him.
But sure, people don't go in with a fucking one of them fucking hands on, what they call a booker, or whatever the fuck you call what they call
not
it.
Not even
there,
that. No. People down with big long hair.
People
with long hair down to their ankles. They're
the
not
matter box, that's what people call
it. About greased out of their nuts. No one's saying I'm the M boys.
Greasy hair?
Aye.
They're Foxy. Fucking like my wee dad. He has one of them ones now. Go over fucking
hell. Back. Did you ever see the kids now? The fringes they have.
Actually, you want to see them
the
all there?
The bring of hair braces about with them.
It's on my head, and that's what I was going to say. My wee dad was fucking him. Obviously, he's coming out of the house, and his hair was a wee bit out of shape. And here's his mate. And in the brush. What the fuck? His wee bebop, that's what he called. He's like, huh?
Who is Turf Lodge's finest?
Chub?
No, who would it be? Fuck me. It's not Stephen Riley, anyway.
Big Stephen Tupac. He's up there with one of them. Like, he has to be.
He is, all right. No, but there's too much to say, do you know what I mean?
All sorts of probably lads Barn. Turf, like.
Probably Barn. He's probably what they know Barn, do you know what I mean? He's like a wee fella, loves a drink and all, and boats about it. He's funny. Brenner, are you here? He doesn't live in Turf anymore, can't. He lives up in
That's my man's cousin.
Oh, I know, you're related to Michelle, aren't you? Michelle, oh, I'm fucking out. Michelle's good friend.
See, Brenner, what have we done, my ass? Not telling me he can zoom in the other people.
I was going to say, I told him he used to stand in the alley doing lungs, and fucking that's what he used to say. He went, there's a lung, and I'll tell you what your father's saying in the airplane. Who can you live with?
He said he tried to, he's what I tried to sell you, Larry numbers and all. Fucking, he's a good artist, but
is he? Oh, you want to see him cooking up crack? He's fucking like,
like Picasso on the stove.
He's a chef, so he is. He's a head chef at Turf Lodge.
Leonardo, fucking.
We forgot to give a shout out to, rest in peace, to Pauline Burns.
What about wee Pookie? Is wee Pookie used to vote about her as well?
He died. Really?
Bollocks.
Did he?
I can remember him. Remember him voting about Big Luna all fucking time.
With a big beard.
Every time I see him, I thought he was R. Martin. You know what I mean? Is that Pookie or R. Martin?
Can you remember Baba Finn?
Nah,
he was an army alcoholic, used to drink.
That's like something that's on
fucking
Netflix.
Look at all the alcoholics that have came and gone and they've blessed our streets. Like, you grew up as a kid, you've seen these alcoholics. They're friendly people. They're probably
McVicker's still here.
I see McVicker in Little Italy.
That's Liamy. He's Liamy. Lives around the corner from Lambo.
I see McVicker more than I see half my mates.
Yeah, but he every day. He just sits down outside Asda on the swap.
He just goes down there and fucking hang. There's a fella used to be the same hang over in North Belfast. Dublin Mick used to call him. He used to just get a taxi, told right where Curly's is, we used to be on the Antrim Road, and just sit just a wee bit down, but just sit there and have a swell. Then go and get into a taxi and go home.
Gavin wouldn't get on a plane, wear the paint. Now I've seen him get on two planes, wear the paint.
But they get up. We've been on, no matter if we've been on 12 flights in 5 weeks.
I
think because I've seen you saying the other day, I'm the fucking thing you've been on.
It takes it early.
I haven't been on a plane until probably about 3-4 years ago. And then we were going, went to Santa Ponsa, then see on the way back.
Right.
They fucking stopped me and done that sweeping. And I'd never, that was only my second time being on a plane. We were fucking doing
something.
Oh, I'm here. I didn't know. I was fucking, my wee girl walked out. I was fucking sheep white. My wee girl walks over to me and goes, what are you got colour for, Dolly? Yeah. I stand there getting shirts and I'll go fucking, I didn't know that he'd have anything.
It's just,
but it was still scary.
It always happens to him when we were going.
I get shirts, get fucking, we were going through the wee scanner the other day and I literally had a vape, a phone, and my boarding pass. And they still, like, see where it goes down in the wee hang and then it goes in there right where they search it. It went down to the right bin. I'm like, what the fuck is there to search her? Like, there's nothing.
The machine's just random.
It is, it just picked, they try and pick, sometimes they pick the least expected one, then they pick the one who, yeah. Obviously, fucking, I look like the dickhead. No,
I'm random as fuck, because I'm always getting hit. Like,
they're looking for explosives.
But see, that second time, that was only my second time in, been in the airport. I'd never fucking, I went to God, seemed to grab me to say it. I went to God, fucking shaking everything. And it made it worse, my wee girl coming over. What are you a colour for, Donny? And they're getting the bags done.
You don't have a daddy here.
I threw away stuff and all before I come home. No, I mean, because I didn't want to bring anything. Just get that or leave it the room.
I had a quarter and I ended up just fucking giving it to some homeless man. Well, I got a bit of grass to a homeless man. And then had one of them wee pens. And was going through security. I just freaked out. Fucked at the bin.
No, because you do.
Taking no risks, like, no mate.
Loads of people say you can get them through. That's all right. But it's the, if you have the actual fucking green itself, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as it's all covered up and proper fucking thing, you'll get away with it. Do you know what I mean? If you're going away for a week, bring a wee fucking, like a fitty bag. And just wrap it up. Like, fuck. Smell proof bag. And
I would never bring it with me anywhere. Like,
that's why I wouldn't do it. I went to gather. What's the point? Because then it'll ruin your whole holidays. See, once you get up there and you can skip a fucking that for what you can get when you're over. What's the point of fucking sneaking over when you get it there?
Maybe it brought over a turtle.
A turtle?
Where
did he put it?
In a Pringles box.
Did he take it?
In a Pringles box.
Look at his brief, no?
It was from Turkey to back to here. put it in the Pringles box, just popped a load of holes in the
top. What do you feed it? What do you feed turtles?
He ended up bought a tank when he got home, and he just, you just give it lettuce now.
So he brought a turtle from Turkey.
Don't go, we barely met.
And a Pringles, no, the wee smaller ones, not the big ones. And 1 a.m. The turtles survived the whole way over. Sure, what is it? 4 hours, 1 a.m. meat boxes?
I know, sure. It's a bad time they get their dinner anyway. No, mean they're always starving. No, mean how long it takes them.
Meat free.
I love watching all that. I put a wee hang on YouTube for the week or all the time. It's like all like sea turtles like flying about. No, mean to watch it on the screen. It does. I could sit there for hours watching myself.
Real ones or cartoon ones?
I don't know. Sure. Yeah,
they look
real.
Do you ever watch the one and Finding Nemo, the wee turtles?
Oh, I hear.
On the back of the fucking.
I love fucking see Finding Dory. You know, I fucking sit watching my kids all the time. She's going, I'm gonna talk with her. Do the pipe song, like, fuck me. This is lethal.
See the voice of us, Ellen DeGeneres voices her.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Because I try and get the kids to like watch all the old films. Like, if anybody's ever watched Water Buttons? It's Willie. Call up, it's Willie. You know what I mean? That's my kids fucking love the fucking old films.
I've seen it.
We sat the other day watching Paul Moose, me and the Uyghur watching fucking him. They see that the very first episode, you see Wardrobe coming out of the house and then he drives out the top shops. They're all going, fuck, well,
he's like, cheers, Mar. What does he say?
What a show.
What a show. Like,
the GOAT, like, of all Belfast shows.
It's not Belfast.
Have you not watched it? Fuck me. It's like, isn't it Ireland or the Irish? It's like he's here, like, fucking Paul Murphy and Turf Lords, and you all meet in the middle of here, big hand, and have a war. Like every, it's fucking the war of
buttons.
See, whenever the cats eat her, that's what they do. They cut their hands off.
Shoelaces, don't they?
And then I'm not even going to tell you about the end, but it is. It's fucking, it's unbelievable. But
I have to watch it. Maggie Ball, me, what a show.
Fart face, John, you.
I love that. We hang out to the.
What was it? Denny's ever watched Accelerator?
Oh.
That's a gooey show.
We're going to crunchy the fuckers.
Crunchy.
You, me and Marley. It's actually on. You can watch Accelerator on YouTube now. It's free on YouTube. I watched it there a couple months ago.
You do so much, and I'm telling you.
You, me and Marley.
Don't get to leave the house.
Tommy. He's the best.
What's your favourite thing to watch?
The Working Class Podcast.
That's a good answer.
You're supposed to have two episodes a week.
Yeah. Well, would you just watch YouTube or would you watch Netflix now?
No, I ever hang fucking Netflix. I love fucking, like, when we hang, come on, like, fucking hangs like serial killers now. You're fucking
Ed Gein, is it? Is that the
I haven't watched it yet, but I've watched a couple of hangs on YouTube.
Have you seen it, John?
I've never heard about him. I've heard of every other wrestling. I've never heard of him. He was going digging bodies all up. He dug his mat up and sat his man at her. Brung his girl.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Home. I started going, Mommy, talk to her. And your big girl standing there going, oh, she's an ignorant cunt. No means she only turned around to me. This is dead on the chair, like, facing out the window.
Did you watch Dahmer? I watched Dahmer.
I didn't watch the actual fucking. I watched, like, the tapes.
What do you call him? Avan Peters, is it?
That's good. That's all right. He does all the, like, the encrypted things, all, don't they? All the things.
What do you call him? Is it Zach?
It is. Well, there's one on I seen the other day. My father, the BTK.
They
haven't
done, like, they always do John
Wayne Casey.
Aye.
Who was the actor?
Jack Gyllenhaal.
Have you watched the Unabomber?
Oh, I watched that.
That's a good one.
That is all right. That's even
he's
he done
in the woods and all.
What he done is what I say is about, like, phones and all. Phones and all just take over the whole. Yeah. See people's lives. See, every time I sit in a room the other day, 15 people and the whole, like, 14 men were sitting there like that, and I was sitting trying to talk. You know what I mean? They're all just.
See, even sitting around a dinner, like sitting around a dinner table, it's different. See, even if everybody's all out for food, people will just be sitting.
Oh, that's the thing. What's the point of it? The people who you're with, you fucking sit and have a conversation.
See, the only time you don't be on, I don't be on my phone. Is if I'm blocked.
No, I'm
I don't be on my phone. Like any other time, I'm on my phone. Like,
or when you wake up and see a video's on next time, right? Fuck me. Delete down the fuck. Did you not sit down a paint by one of them or something?
So you're the local crackhead. You're the crackhead. Your mom's going, what makes you think I'm a fucking crackhead? He goes, because you've got no teeth. And he was crazy. He didn't have nothing back to say. He just walked away. I was laughing like, fuck. Cross the water.
He does, he attracts him, what's it smaller? He does, he attracts him all.
I'm like a magnet.
Yeah.
He don't shy away from it, that's a good thing.
No, he says he looks like one of us.
He loves it.
Strawberry, is that a new flavour?
It's all CBD. That's magnet. Why I get the wee ones, the mixed ones. So where's strawberry in there? Mixed fruit. There's one in there now. Try and taste the next one.
Strawberry pineapple
name.
I've never tried that one.
Annie William, I don't fucking see. By the time you drink three of them, you don't even know what the other one tastes like.
But I have no hard plan. I ain't getting for sleep. Like, I slice and tell you. See, I'm the worst sleeper ever. But I have stopped taking caffeine after five. So see, the gold tins, the ones with gold.
Yes.
They're the ones I have to drink. Because, I mean, I can't sleep. We were away, obviously, for 2 full days. I didn't sleep one hour. We had to get up and do a lot.
Is that because of the caffeine?
No, I don't sleep. I get a really bad sleeper.
It's concert at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I went out, look, taped in 24-hour pharmacy. And we were in Berlin. I had to fucking tape it in. I downed it up. See, because it was Saturday. It didn't open on a Sunday.
Are we going to go and get sleeping tablets or something?
Sleeping tablets, I ended up getting them the next day off some fucking German taxi man.
Slacking
CR. I was going to go and see him.
Let's just
couldn't
believe us here.
I wouldn't take cobbles to a German anyway. No way in here.
I guess I was there, man.
We're having a taste of Ahab. No way.
You can trust this man. No, I know how we knew we could trust him.
Well, was he sleeping behind the wheel?
It was 11 o'clock at night, and we jumped into his taxi, and he had Tupac blasting. Fuck. I went, no way.
They bet you got a score back on them, didn't you?
I wish.
There was 30 of us in Gatwick. It was 10 o'clock at night. We had a flight going to Berlin. And by flight cancelled as we were in the airport. So then we had to fly up from Carrick to Heathrow. Our flight was like 1 hour and 20 minutes.
But you could have walked
it up. But the whole our name was to get a flight at 5 a.m, so we just didn't sleep.
Are you drinking all day?
No, we're not allowed to. And then we go through to the next night. And I didn't sleep again. I started freaking out because we had to get called for 8. So I was just counting the hours going, fuck, yeah, dear. These hours are flying. I'm still not sleeping.
You've been getting anxiety or fucking hanging out.
And I sit and look at my phone and go, fuck, it's 1 o'clock.
Like, yeah, many hours?
Two, three, four, five. I'm counting the hours going to sleep.
You're listening on snoring off. Fuck, my ears are cold.
I think that's ADHD as well. I can't sleep. I seen I'm in bed. Like my missus always says, would you fucking start moving? I'm always fucking.
I sort of hang on fucking Facebook or on about that thing, the way my brain goes. Like, see if I go and chance it down the house, I go, yeah, I have to go and do that, and it just plays in my head until I get up and go and do it. I mean, it's like fucking.
You can't set a
pace. Yeah, you've had ADHD, then come on, you can come live with me for a day. Like, tell me now.
I have a load of sleeping tablets from a German, I'll give you some.
I can't even get a chance to sleep, never mind fucking sleep.
You're looking more kids, are you?
No, I was, but.
You're going to have to get the old snip in, mate.
No, they are, they're hard work. See, for having 4 kids in hand, it's fucking absolute madness.
Fact. See, having 4 kids and then being like a kid yourself, mate.
So I know, that's a hand.
It's hard,
a...
His missus has 5 kids.
That's fair.
He's got 5 brothers. What about you, Gavin? Any more kids?
Probably will, you know. My wee lad's fucking 7 now, so.
You should have done it, hey? You better have done it when they're all like more or less the same age.
What do you do?
Well, I'm saying just lie down, fucking turn the lights off. No way.
I usually massage her first.
That's what I do. Then, I see what happened. No, she doesn't like a music. No, I'm doing it.
Better. Just curtains closed, lights off. It's go time.
I got her. Well, she got me a cracker before because there used to be a taxi man drove for PJs called Big Kev, and that's my name is Kevin. And I said to her during the middle of it, I went, hear me call me Big Kev.
Yeah.
But she says a couple of weeks later, when we were doing it again, here she was,
Call me Big Kev, like on my ear. I had to stop near me. I call you the Kev.
I love it when you call me Big Kev.
I can't get the taxi man out of my head. Hear me? I can't hear me. Get me out of here. The fuck.
Bring a PJ's. Where on?
I can't. I was in my own house.
Kev, Big Kev, get up here quick.
What? Who is he? What?
I don't even know. He doesn't work for him anymore. But it was as funny as fuck.
Big Kev, taxi man. We're looking at you on this podcast. A few stories to tell.
Get on, Big Kev. Get over right here. You can be my kid stat now.
Do you know who we're actually looking to get on the podcast? See the two fouls we got in the fart spray.
Oh, I was a belter.
Oh, the two behind me.
We were choking.
I was unbelievable. What the fuck? I was on. But that was your beef. I was going. Oh, it's a serious. It's a serious. That's what it is.
It's trains. I'm waiting to get fuck on her.
His mate was blaming him.
America. Captured America. So we were actually sitting a couple of friends, but I just watched him. They were doing all funny shit, and we were trying to get your man, but I was like, name. Move up these two. Look at these two. These are two characters. It's only funnier. So we bounced
up. You've
been
around 40
we
years.
Had to order, like, what, we had to order like a curry chip or something. So
shake.
I was thinking. So we ordered a curry chip so they wouldn't know it's obviously fucking
so he's not even got looking at something to eat. He's just sent
it to we've got something to eat to disguise it. You know what I mean?
So then we start spreading it.
Gives a curry chip with two forks.
There was girls and all behind us getting up and walking out. Oh, that's fucking rotten.
I want to do an art prank.
See,
we'll have
it
done a
it was
weeks.
A food place. No, I mean, if you do it in the food place, that's fucking...
Yeah, Witherspoon's just thinking anyway.
People
like,
are commenting underneath it. This is wedged in a restaurant. You're like, it's Witherspoon's.
No, if you're not seeing what people do in Witherspoon's, you go and sit at a table and put it on somehow on Facebook.
Aye,
and then people's able to sell it, send them drinks and everything. Drink.
You have to say... Yeah, you have to say the number of the table and what one it is. We should do it. Go down, just put it on and we'll... Go live or something, a bit of crack.
See. You can't even you pull up and that's your hang. Like, say you're sitting at table 45 and then they're able to just go and bang.
But some people send you down all stupid stuff like fucking like a tub of beans and all that. No,
that's all right. Like, you take all the goodness.
Sit there for as long as you want.
Sachet of red sauce. Like, he's all fucking stupid. Some people do be sound, but order your shots, I see.
Oh, they do, hang.
Oh, the Witherspoons game on Facebook, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the Witherspoons game. But there's some fella, last one I seen your fella, I swear to God, about 15 drinks he got. And he took a picture and all of it, and he says, well, just fucking stop it. Don't say they can't bring them down, everything, fucking.
Be careful what you wish for.
See, when I know to see the girls, when they do it, they'll get more. See, when they'll be that.
Oh, and everyone's fucking get the taxi to Witherspoon's. No,
just broke up with my boy, looking some drinks, standing on the table, saying,
our boy's probably facing her, no man. He's up a few pints.
See us ugly looking fellas out here? We have to do a bit of hard graft and our pain to get where we are.
Yep,
you know?
Get the daisies and all done. Yeah,
it's not all cracked up to be.
I very rarely do.
I was a KP before. I done my pain doing the daisies.
But you're getting paid for it. You mean?
Underwater ceramic handler.
Ceramic handler.
That's what you say to make yourself sound.
Was that the fancy word for a KP?
An underwater
it is. Amelia's kitchen's a downhill big time, so it has labels.
I'm not there no more. Sorry, brother. On the new.
So Liam's looking a job here in 2 weeks. If anyone wants to,
I'm alright. To be honest with you, I'm making bank these days. I'm
looking a babysitter now.
Traveling
like
the world. I'm traveling the world. I'm getting paid for it. Gigs coming up. You know, life's good.
That's what he said.
In the nicest possible way. I'm getting toasted myself.
You bring a wee bit of attention all taught, you know what I mean? That's it.
When you were away to Santa Ponsa, what were you away for? Was it just a holiday?
Just my birthday. It was October.
What did you do?
My birthday. Fuck, I can't even remember. 36 or 37.
I was
born 88.
88. Jesus Christ, Chuck, you're old enough, like.
You know, 36.
You're 10 years older than me, yeah. Oh, yes.
I know, here. I'm good with numbers, like, so yeah. Just not good as good.
This man's not the greatest with numbers, like, found out the last couple of weeks.
Me.
Pay him short in his wages and he'll be fucking good at us. There's
not fucking 2.5 in that bag of grass. I'm fucking that stupid.
Listen, I know. See, when it matters, when it comes to it, I know my digits.
The most hands of scale, fuck's sake. He just goes like that.
See, when it comes to my wages, see, when it comes to payments, I know all about it.
Is there such thing as people still do like grams of grass?
No, you can't buy it.
Oh, you can't turf, you get a win.
I have a bought a
they still sell loose supper.
Oh, I hear.
Tucker's
long gone in the days. You used to get £2 for school, go to Tucker's, buy a loose, bottle of boost, a sassy troll,
and a wee fucking chocolate 5p cup. That was your fucking tap. Your
a loose, a boost, and a bottle of juice.
And a monkey bar. Remember the monkey bars? You used to have a tinfoil running.
£2.
£2.
Nowadays, fucking £2 wouldn't even get you a packet of crisps and a fucking bottle of juice.
Do you hear that? I see you were wireless earphones in there. Mate, that can't be good for your brain. Like,
what do you mean, wireless ones?
Like Bluetooth.
See all the
like
footballers? They're all wearing ear ones.
Some fans
are saying, you're putting that so close to your brain, that's wireless.
And do you not see, like, in the back of your phone, like, you go to God, if you have money in your pocket, it sticks you back at night? No, I mean, anything you fucking have, it sticks.
I know, that's
EM
that
as well.
I can't be good for
I seen your wee fella, Cam Bridges, even said no as well. He was sitting there on some wee fella.
Smoking
the,
PlayStation.
Aye, so we got blowing it up, no man. Sitting blown away at
a fucking PlayStation.
Aye. And your wee fella's rolling a peep joint. No, like
that. You're smoking a PS5.
For fuck's sake.
When you actually think about it, that can't be good for your brain.
Because they say, whenever you see a phone right beside your ear, it's supposed to do fucking like the radiation and all of it. That's a porn, John. So it is.
He's fucking wanked out, mate.
You know what?
I've never met someone wanked more than him.
Have you not?
Hold on.
That's a wank off, right? Hold on. Whoa, wank off.
How many?
I have one before COVID.
How many do you crack out a day?
They're rookie numbers, John. You need to up them. 7. Never see that in the way of Wall Street.
Rookie numbers, aye. Matthew McConaughey.
It's John Wanks in a minute since.
Decompress, let's.
He's a match me in that.
No, he's... Aye, Pamela.
So are you.
I get milked.
Go ahead, the lads.
That's right. Get out and slap your balls now. Down here.
Ever do a
strawberry
cheesecake?
Oh, no.
What's that? That sounds mad.
No, have you ever had an American hot pie, like?
What the fuck's this?
No, I was messing about American pie. Did you ever see him? He said, have you ever tried a cheesecake? Yeah,
strawberry. Have you done that?
Oh, strawberry.
You want the strawberry? No, you haven't done that.
I'll be back for you, like, just...
Spider-Man.
She has to crawl to the fucking bathroom. No mind the Covenant's rubbing down her back.
That's fucking
slay normally.
Does all this stuff really happen? Like,
you're here, Tony Cam.
I'm in shock.
I don't know. I haven't been on recently. You have whatever to fucking, you have to sign in like all the
bitch over,
rings and all
that. You want a proxy and just, you don't have to, just put your proxy.
Gavin's fucking in there.
I was standing in the arch, that's how I know what. That just can't be good, eh?
Bring back Nuts magazines.
I know, but then you end up saying it's
magazines.
You go with
old school. Know what I mean?
The Index magazine.
Oh, at Babe Station, fucking at 10 o'clock.
No, the Babe Station. No, it depends. If you have to have an outside area.
Big man's been down this road.
No, I never got in Grandma's house. They fucking out here, eels everywhere, hanging everywhere.
Got connections.
Fucking all wanked out.
See, if you're a person at Belfast in fucking 2025 and you still haven't got a fire stick, what the fuck's wrong with you?
I had the Wi-Fi off. Here, so the kids would go to sleep for school. No, man.
See the news.
That's right. Turn it all up.
The fire sticks, they're actually the ones that are coming out. You can't download like different apps on it. So, once the next generation iPhones come out, only the ones everyone has now.
They're going to do it. I don't think they're much money. They're fucking lost now.
Yeah, they're not. You can't download apps on it, so you can't put the wee fucking...
It's not saying next time I come fucking Firestick Man sends me a friend request on Facebook. I swear to God, every time you see it. You're going, what's up, miser?
You just don't see it because I'm behind the page. See our Instagram page here every fucking... Every day, about 5 Indians message the page going, do you want your short form content, I get you million views now, like,
we've already got them
off. Do you want to see the many people? You think it's something important, and then you're like, some cunt's looking to make shorts for you for fucking.
Oh, they're looking to use your fucking YouTube or clout or anything like that. That's
I just looking. I don't know. You just don't trust them.
That's what most people do now. Anyway, they're just fucking seeing that TikTok and all that. That I be on it, fucking. Sometimes I think I've seen Cavi live a few times, like when he's fucking blocking on me. What the fuck?
See when Cavi's blocking on
me. I went on to my wee girl's one. I mean, Jessica. I go on to her TikTok and I was writing, tell me, Cavi, get off live when you're fucking drunk. Mate, fucking him. He was, just buy your kids tickets to my show. I mean, fuck me, never mind. He's going, he wants to sniff fuckers now. Fuck me, Cavi. No, man. You fuck
me. He says
me.
All sorts of
he does, but I was trying to help him. I went on to him, Cavi. Come off and fuck's sake, you're fucking black, get off and fucking him. He goes, nah, definitely not. Then he started saying to someone, oh, I hope
Someone said, did say it about his map.
I don't know if they said it.
I was watching.
My wee lad let me see it whenever I seen it. I think they did.
There's one I actually joined his name. I was like, mate, you need to come off this here. It was when he was like, I think it was when he was writing all that stuff about you and Sean Paul. He was like, what? Or he was letting his dog like a
stuff. Bring back Cahill.
I was going, fuck me. I was going, Kev, you need to come off. I was getting my hair cut. He was still, must be 10 o'clock the next morning. He's on me the bed.
What a Bernie. You need to get that off. Tell him this.
Aye, Bernie, get. They end up keep his tongue out of his dog's mouth for sure.
Oh, I did. Did you see him? He goes, I know I can't rap, but here's a rap. No, like, that's what he's sitting eating the fucking hang out of the airfare. You want to see it? What ain't a rap? It looked like a fucking upside down burrito. No, I mean, that's what it looked like. God fuck me. Oh, I just shouted to myself for a baby show. Fuck her, FM. Shout out to Working Class Podcast.
So, yeah, we're going to bounce over to Patreon here. So, folks, if you want to jump over, support lads, remember, tickets out now on Eventbrite for our first live show. There's Mick Conlon, Roberto Luzley, Costa, and Stilo, and a couple of special guests to be announced.
McFicker.
Chug's going, aren't he?
I'll be alright.
We're going to be a good crowd cracking.
There's already been a few tickets sold, folks, and we're just going to reiterate it every single week while we're here on the podcast because. It gets there about 2 days before. People go to us, oh, here, can you keep me tickets? All the tickets are online. We have no physical tickets to keep for you. So go online, get them. Only 16 quid. What's fucking 16 quid?
Well, between 15, the mates? But
working class.
Right,
we tried to make them as cheap as we possibly could for you this time. So,
the game's a greedy cunt.
Well, no. Listen, folks, we'll see you on the Patreon, folks.
Love you.
See you later.
Thank you, 100%.